the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Wednesday edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to talk high school football this Friday. Emory will travel on the road to take on Juan Diego. The regular season finale for Emory. Most teams play 10 games. Emory only playing 9. They still have a legitimate chance to host a home playoff game. They would need some help this Friday, and most importantly, they have to beat Juan Diego. We'll talk about that and more here in just a moment. Right now, over the phone, we have Coach John Famalo. Coach, as always, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate having me on, Jordan.
Coach, we talked a little bit about the Grantsville game Friday after on the broadcast, and I know that was a tough game to swallow. I go back, I look at the statistics, I'm going to go back and look at a little bit of video of it. Still to this day, I mean, it's Wednesday, and I still... It's hard to understand how Emory came out on the short end of that stick.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, you look at it, and I think we outgained them on the offensive side defensively. I thought we made stops. We gave it the one big pass play. But other than that, I thought we kept them in check. It's, you know, that second quarter where we had 4 turnovers, and 3 of those turnovers turned into points for them, 20-0. We kind of spotted them there. And, you know, from that point, we had to dig ourselves out and, you know, We're not that good of a team to, you know, spot teams 20 points and expect to win ball games.
You know, they always say that at this point in time of the season, either you know it or you don't. Yet at the same time, it seems like Friday could definitely be a good learning experience nonetheless from this team, what to do, what not to do in certain situations. One instance stands out to me. There was an interception that went back for a score, close to a score, went down all the way down to the 5-yard line. Wasn't necessarily the best decision from Zach. At the same time, they brought in a lot of a lot of blindside pressure. That forced a fumble as well. Did you take this as a learning experience? At least have you sensed that from the kids?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, it's we went through every single play on film and, you know, kind of broke it down for the kids as well. I mean, you know, it was painful for them to watch as much as us. And the fact just the little mistakes that we made was the difference in the ball game. And so, I mean, for the kids to see it on film, I think, you know, they're starting to recognize, hey, you know, play fake, you know, a good, you know, play action, you know, can pull linebackers up and make a little bit of a difference to you sometimes, you know, give receivers some room to be able to find a spot and throw the ball. You know, getting on a block and staying on a block, you know, a couple seconds longer, you know, makes a difference of a, you know, 5-yard gain to a 10-yard gain or more, you know. So, I mean, we went through every single play on the offensive side for the kids, and, you know, I think it was good for them to see, hey, you know, and not to be down on them, but to be a teaching experience for them to understand, hey, you know, the little things, if we clean these up, we actually can be a really good team.
Well, that game was important as far as the seeding in the region goes. You guys still had a legitimate chance to get the number 2 spot without needing any help. The number 2 spot, I mean, it's still up for grabs. If you guys can get a win this Friday and get a little help from Morgan to knock off Grantsville, I mean, it's still possible. And I know, Coach, in talking to you throughout the year, that was the goal at hand, try to host a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, that is. And, you know, it's one of those where, you know, we need a little bit of help, and, yeah, we got to help ourselves. And so, you know, that's all we can do at this point. And, you know, we're playing a really good Juan Diego team, and we're going to have to, you know, bring our A game in order to win that game. And, you know, hopefully Morgan gives us a little bit of help and, you know, beats Grantsville. And, you know, and then at that point, it's luck, you know. Hopefully you get a coin toss your way, and you know, maybe you get reached out of a home playoff game still intact.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Famalo of the Emory Sport and Football Squad. Coach, yeah, let's talk about Juan Diego here for a second. This is a good football team. They have the athletes. This is a team that when I've watched throughout the year, they run out of the veer. Everybody in the state knows that. This past Friday, they went up against Carbon, a little empty backfield. Zach Hoffman, their converted wide receiver, now a quarterback. He is one of those guys that it's proven he has the ability to throw the ball, especially over the top of the defense. Give me your take on Juan Diego and what you have seen from this team offensively.
Again, we're going to see that veer, and, you know, that's their bread and butter. And, you know, to see him run a little bit of, you know, empty backfield against Carver, and I see him run it against Grantsville looking at film. And, you know, I think they're trying to get a little bit of things ironed out that way. If they can throw the ball and soften up defenses, you know, I think that's what they're trying to get put in place. And, And, you know, hopefully they come out and throw against us. I think, you know, for the most part, with a few exceptions, some big plays, I think we've been pretty good of keeping things in front and, you know, trying to make some tackles. And so, you know, I expect them to come out, run that veer at us, you know, try to, you know, just kind of dominate the line of scrimmage. And, you know, our kids have to really work hard because they have some big physical kids and, you know, they run their stuff really well. But we just got to be able to do our part to be able to shut down that veer. And then offensively, we just got to get going too.
Yeah, I definitely don't expect this team to come out and throw the football with an empty backfield right out of the gate. I mean, even if you've never watched tape on Emory, the fact is, you look at how many points you guys have given up this season, you're one of the best defenses in 3A.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, hopefully our team can hang our hats on that and, you know, team see that, you know, we can defend and, you know, it's the offensive side, we kind of got to get going, but, you know, hopefully they come into the ball game feeling like they got a matchup. You know, they gotta bring their A game as well, and, you know, it should be a good game.
I don't know how much we can take from last year. That's one of the problems, Coach, with going up against an academy. I mean, you can't really go back and prepare because it's basically a whole new team every single season. Yet last year, 21-13 was the final score. That was a game in which I thought Emory outplayed Juan Diego for 2.5, 3/4 of that contest, ran out of steam a little bit later on. When you play a team like Juan Diego that has the athletes, do you have to, is it more of an emphasis of scoring points or more of an emphasis of keeping their offense out of the end zone? I know it's a combination of both to get the win, but where does the emphasis go?
I think for us, I mean, we just got to get them off the field, you know, and then get our offense. If we can control the ball, you know, and that's kind of what we did for about 3/4 last year, is, you know, we were able to keep them off the field, and, you know, our offense was able to move the ball, and, you know, we kind of had that little bit of that problem last year. We struggled with getting it past that point, but you know, I think that's the key for us this week is, you know, defensively we can shut that veer down, we can shut that dive down initially, and then, you know, get them off the field, and then hopefully that gives us an opportunity to be ball control. You know, I don't think you'll see us throw as much as we did against Grantsville. You know, all depends on situations, but, you know, if we can get our kids to execute the offense, we can move the ball up and down the field and, you know, hopefully get a few scores up on them, you know, and put them in a predictable situation to throw the ball. I think, you know, that's the game plan that we need to take to beat Juan Diego, I believe.
As far as your guys' defensive scheme, the 4-2-5 going up against the veer, it seems like that plays right into your guys' hands, right? I mean, how do you game plan for the veer offense? What are some of the things that you got to take into account?
For us, it's, you know, it's assignment football. And the biggest thing you got to stop with that veer is that dive. You know, if you can't take away that dive, whether they're running at your end or your outside linebacker or your tackle, you can't stop that, then, you know, that just opens up so much for them. And so, you know, that's initially defensively, we've got to be able to stop the dive. We stop the dive, then, you know, the option and him pulling the ball, and I'm, you know, he's a pretty good athlete. You know, we do have to be cognizant of that. But so far as the option and the pitch off that veer, I'm not as concerned about that because they don't do that a ton. And if they do, I think, you know, we can rally to the ball. But the biggest thing is that dive. We got to take care of that because, you know, those kids hit it hard and they go fast. And, you know, if we can kind of get them in 2nd and 8 and 3rd and 7, you know, that bodes better for us than, you know, if they're getting 2nd and 4, you know, 3rd and 2. And grinding it out. You know, we'll have a long ball game if they do that.
You talk about the dive, and it's funny because every time I talk to a coach about you know, how they stop Emory, they always say it's assignment football. You know, you got to be disciplined. That's how you stop Emory. Looking at the veer and especially the dive, as you mention it, Coach, it doesn't seem like one player can ever stop the dive, which means you kind of got to go away from assignment football, at least with your front four, right?
Yeah, you do. And again, a lot of it's reading blocks and understanding, you know, and so it's not like you got one guy that has the dive. You got to have more than one guy to be able to stop the dive, because if you don't, then, again, that's what you get into that problem. So when I say assignment football, I guess I'm talking more of being able to read, you know, at least the front four, reading how that block's coming, you know, if it's coming underneath, being able to squeeze, if it's going an arc block, being able to understand where I'm going to go. And so I think that's the key for at least our ends. You know, that's where they're running at a ton. And, you know, we got a game plan, and we got to rep that as much in practice to have them get a good feel for that. Because like you say, if you do say, hey, this guy's got the dive, and you leave one guy responsible for that, you'll be in trouble.
It's a little bit more unique for you guys compared to some of the other schools throughout the state. I mean, you guys do not play a 10th game. I know Juan Diego only plays 9 games as well, but they had a bye earlier on in the week. So for you guys, it's following this game, you can start preparing for about a week and a half on who your first-round opponent is going to be. Well, that being said, I mean, even coming off of a tough loss to Grantsville, I'm sure there's a lot of optimism, a lot of excitement surrounding the team still.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you say, there's a lot of football still to be played. And, you know, if we win this ball game, it puts us in a good position to still get that home playoff game down on a coin flip. And so our kids are still excited about that, for the fact that we still got something to play for. And, you know, and I think if we can clean up some things, you know, I think we're going to be a tough out, no matter whether we're the second seed or the fourth seed, you know, whoever we go up against. You know, we got a week after the game plan. You know, I think whoever team we get, like you say, we're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We can talk about the bye week next week, Coach, but, I mean, do you like that? Do you like only playing 9 games?
No, I wish we would have had a 10th game. You know, the Pine View game that we had originally scheduled ended up getting bumped out, scheduling reasons. But, you know, I tried to pick up a 10th game, you know, and it's bad. For the fact that you'd hate to see, you know, a key player get hurt in that 10th game, you know, and that last game for a playoff game. And so, you know, but you don't want to lose, you know, a little bit of timing and other things like that by not playing a game. So I see both sides of the coin by not having that game next week. And so, you know, hopefully we can continue to keep the intensity up and, you know, the execution on what we're trying to do without having a game. And, you know, I think honestly for us, it'll be better for the fact that, you know, we can rest a few kids and it'll allow us to, you know, clean up a lot of the small things that we've been trying to all year and spend a little bit more time in the film room and preparing for a playoff game.
Yeah, we'll end with that. Injury-wise, how does the team look?
For the most part, everybody's, you know, they're dinged up. Everybody's got bumps and bruises. Again, Logan Labrum, he's probably the biggest one that, you know, I was expecting him not to get a ton out of him these last few weeks for the fact that, you know, he's got that ruptured tendon. But, you know, he's actually, you know, he's feeling better every day, which, you know, I'm grateful for. And, you know, I think between he and his dad, they've got it to a point where, you know, how to tape it, and we're going to get the most out of him. You know, I'm grateful for that. So, but other than that, I think everybody's pretty healthy for the most part.
Well, Coach, always appreciative of the time. Thank you for setting some time aside for us. Best of luck as you guys take on Juan Diego, and we'll see you Friday night.
Hey, Jordan, I appreciate it.
That's Coach John Famalo with the Emory Sport and Football Team. Again, Emory on the road this week to take on Juan Diego. We'll get rolling with live coverage here on KOAL beginning at 6:30 with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 7. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we got to talk some Major League Baseball. All but one divisional series has wrapped up. That'll be the Dodgers and the Nationals tomorrow. Those two squads will go toe-to-toe. Rich Hill will be on the mound for the Dodgers. He'll go up against Max Scherzer. We're going to get Bill Lasky's thoughts on that. Also, we got to talk about the epic collapse of the San Francisco Giants last night as the Cubs advanced to the NLCS. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.